candida mia bocca, la loro.
Pope Benedict XVI began his audience address with nostalgic words that visibly moved many among the thousands of faithful gathered for the occasion in the Pope Paul VI audience hall.
Dear brothers and sisters, today we bring to a conclusion the cycle of reflections begun by my beloved predecessor, Pope John Paul II, on the psalms and canticles found in the liturgy of the hours.
This particular cycle of reflections had begun in 2001 when Pope John Paul II declared his intention to present a series of catechesis on the psalms and canticles in the liturgy of the hours. The selection of the previous Holy Father for this final general audience contemplates the hymn of Mary, the Mother of God.
We do so with a meditation on the Magnificat, which extols the biblical poor, the Anavim, who live in a deep humility of heart and openness to God's saving grace. They are free from pride and detached from aspirations to human greatness.
The Pope breaks the canticle into three major sections for reflection, beginning with Mary's role in the divine plan of salvation.
The first part of the canticle portrays Mary rejoicing in the grace which has come into her heart and her life. She does this in a personal way, but is aware also of her mission to all humanity. The second part places Mary's words of praise in harmony with the whole history of the faithful. She celebrates the surprising choices of God, who scatters the proud-hearted, casts the mighty from their thrones, fills the starving with good things.
And with this, the Pope prays,
let us conclude by associating ourselves with the invitation of the great St. Ambrose. May each one of us glorify the Lord with the soul of Mary and rejoice in God with the spirit of Mary.
Following his audience message, Pope Benedict imparted his apostolic blessing upon the crowd, a blessing we share with you now.
May your time in Rome strengthen your faith and renew your love for the Lord and his blessed Mother. May God bless you all. Sit nomen Domini benedictum. Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.